Who's speaking?
It's Bongo Vat Prat.
Edel Agbare en mijn geleerde vriend Bongo, hoe gaat het?
Het gaat goed, man. Hoe gaat het met u?
Nee, het gaat goed, man. U moet weten dat meneer Romano is een geleerde vriend ook. Hij is advocaat.
So, ja,
moet niet net zeggen, Bonani, wanneer beginnen ze? Je moet zeggen, advocaat Bonani.
Well, I do not know why he joined the role of advocate. I thought he's still in the role of the attorneys.
No. I think we should verify that. But I think he's an advocate and qualifies to be one, and he should be given that status.
Yeah, I know you. We're commissioner of oaths. You can give the status.
No, if my learned friend Bongo concurs, no, we should do it.
Yeah, I concur.
Thank you very much.
George.
Honorable members, are we ready to start? Honorable members?
Hello, Chair.
Yes. Are we ready to start?
Yes, we're ready to start, Comrade Chair.
Ndavezita maushwanjalo kushwa kuti no one can stop us. Honorable members, yesterday, this ad hoc committee considered the revised report on public hearings and adopted the recommendations which were made in the previous meeting. But the committee felt that we could not adopt the report before we decide whether or not to hear further oral submissions. Because if the committee allows these submissions, they may impact on the content of the report. In line with the multi-party character of this ad hoc committee and the culture of constructive engagement, members of this committee reached consensus that today we should consider the question whether or not further oral submissions should be allowed. Last but not least, this committee received inputs of parliamentary legal services on public participation report. After receiving these inputs, the committee felt that before engaging with substantive issues raised by the parliamentary legal services, members should be allowed to consult with their principals to seek mandates on these substantive issues. I want to reiterate what I said in previous meetings, that I am the chairperson of this ad hoc committee. I'm not the ad hoc committee. I am accountable to and bound by the decisions of this committee. In respect, I respect the multi-party character of this committee and am obliged to treat all members equally and to consider their contributions on their merits and demerits. I have no power, however, to take unilateral or arbitrary decisions. My rulings will always be informed by the consensus, by consensus or sufficient consensus in this meeting. The definition of sufficient consensus will also be defined and agreed to by this committee. Last but not least, let me commend you members, honorable members, that from the outset, this committee has never used votes to settle any question. We always persuade one another on the basis of the merits and demerits of contributions, and we have we have always put the people of South Africa, black and white, first. I have no doubt, therefore, that this committee is competent to carry out its mandate. Let me also assure you that we are not rushing and have no intention to rush the proceedings of this committee. However, we are accountable to the National Assembly and are obliged to carry out its mandate within the time frames set by it. Now, honorable members, let's turn to what we have agreed to do, namely to consider whether or not we should allow further oral submissions. I use the word further advisedly because if we do, it will not be the first time that we do so. I thank you very much. I want to open the floor for contributions. I see Honorable Kava has already raised his hand, and I will take the other hands as and when they come. Honorable Kava, take the platform.
Chairperson, let me take off from where you left. Colleagues, I have the following proposal to make. This week on Sunday, the country moved to lockdown alert level 1 from level 3. Under level 1, South Africans can do things that they could not do under alert level 3, which kicked in coincidentally shortly after we had concluded the public hearings. It was under alert level 1 that we could do most of our work adequately, including facilitation of public participation. Any other level that the country was under slowed down the ad hoc committee process that we had to go back to Parliament to seek for more time to compensate for the lost time. Parliament agreed with us and extended the period until the end of this month, March, end of this month. I wish it be recorded, Chair, that this was the second extension, essentially extending the life of this committee to deal with the matter entrusted upon it. Given the extensive presentation that the parliamentary legal team presented yesterday, and the request from the members of this committee for more time to consider the options arising therefrom, the committee is left with one option, namely to approach Parliament to grant this committee a further extension and permission to work during the recess period. In that way, colleagues, we can accommodate the numerous requests that this committee received from other agencies and institutions, public and private, to address this committee on the policy options that are before it as it considers the Constitution 18th Amendment Bill. Colleagues, I propose that we approach Parliament to ask for a further extension until May and end of May and seek permission to work during the recess period. I trust that our respective caucuses will understand this and give us support. Thus, we can move from a two-pronged approach to public participation to a three-pronged approach, namely written submissions, public hearings, and oral submissions. And that would further enrich the discussions. Colleagues, that is the proposal I put before this committee. Thank you so much, Chair. Hello, Chairperson? Hello, Chairperson?
Honorable Kava.
Yes.
And honorable members, I say thank you for your proposal. I think it confirms what I said, that we are not rushing or intending to rush the proceedings of this committee. But you have tabled this proposal to the honorable members here. I will open the floor for discussion. Then Honorable Shibambo is the first one who I have recognized. Honorable Shibambo.
No, thank you, Chair. I want to agree that we can ask for Parliament to extend the finalization of the report and tabling of the Constitutional Amendment Bill. But the period of extension that we're dealing with, we can't deal with public hearings because we've exhaustively dealt with that. Public hearings have been conducted in relation to this process. What we can open for now is the oral submissions to the committee for those that request that in the finalization of the bill, they want to come and make their arguments in terms of what they think. And of course, we know that majority of the issues will be the repetitions that have been made there in the public hearings and in the written submissions. But let's permit members of the public to come and make their case, whether for or against amendment of the Constitution. And then we then make the deliberations and conclude so that we're not accused later on of not having exhausted the consultation process with all spheres of society. So the phase that we're going into now cannot include public hearings. We have exhausted that. We have been to many areas and listened to the people. The report is here. The written submissions have been processed. Let's listen to the oral submissions in terms of what could happen. What could be of consideration is just how many oral submissions do we take and when. I think that is a discussion that we must have in terms of the oral submitters, like who do we choose, what criteria do we use to select who. But I don't think that it will be a lot. Even the ones that had made that request is not a lot now. But let's listen to everyone that wants to come and make submissions in terms of the phrasing and everything else that we're dealing with now in terms of the amendment of the Constitution. And then we'll then conclude this process. I had already thought that we could conclude far much earlier. But if the proposal is that we go to conclude and finalize in May, let it be in that format so that we're much more consolidated and proceed in that particular form. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Shibambo. I think you have also assisted me to understand even Honorable Kava better, that you and him are not calling for opening of public hearings. That has been done. But is opening for oral submissions on what has already been submitted, which will help us then manage the situation, in my view. But as I said, I'm not the committee. The committee, hello? I'm not the committee. Let me open, let the members of the committee deal with the matter. Honorable Kava, did you want to say something?
I wanted to say you heard me correctly, Chair. I meant oral submissions only. We have done with the first two leg of the public participation process. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Kava. Dr. Mulder, Honorable Dr. Mulder, and then someone calls himself or herself iPad. I will allow iPad.
Mr. Advocate Bongo.
Yeah, it's me, Chair.
Advocate Bongo, are you still so behind that you can't move away to the iPad and come to the main system?
Me too, I was born before technology.
Yeah. Oh, no, then I'm not alone. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. May I go ahead?
Yes, proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, colleagues. No, I would support the proposal. I think it's a reasonable proposal. I think it became quite clear to all of us last night listening to the presentation by Legal Services that there are numerous issues being addressed in that presentation that have rather huge impact on the process that we are busy with. I would also support the notion that we talk about oral submissions. I think that's an agreement. So I would support that. There's just one point I would like to make. I understand that we are then aiming for the end of May. My only concern is that we must recognize that the month of April is a difficult month because of long weekends and the Easter weekend and all kinds of things that could make it difficult in the program. My only concern is that if we say end of May, we ask Parliament to extend to the end of May because it's not only the oral submissions, Then we have to deal with all the legal issues. We then have to deal with internal, our own discussions and come to an agreement and see if we can find a final agreement. I'm just concerned that we may still run out of time by the end of May, and I want to ask if we could consider, I don't want us to go back to Parliament for another time to say we have not been able to reach a conclusion by the end of May. And I'm just asking, isn't it perhaps better to give ourselves more time? If we finish earlier, that's fine. And that suggestion, I would suggest end of June may be a more realistic one, just to give us enough time. If we finish earlier, so be it. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Bongo.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think I agree with the proposal by Honorable Kaba, Honorable Shivambo, and Honorable Mulder to an extent. But I think that, as we all know, the people of South Africa can't wait for much longer for this process. Maybe we must stick to what Honorable Kaba has really suggested and tight ourselves down into the period of recess and make sure that we complete and finish this process. I think the people of South Africa can't wait more for the state to take custody of all the issues that we have raised that needs to land. So let's allow only the oral submissions. I think the public participation process has been fairly exhausted. And this will just make sure that we, because I always argue that, you know, the technique of decision making lies in consultation. And I want to support what Honorable Kaba has raised, and let's move in that line. But we need to move with the speed of a mirage in finalizing this process. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, my hand is up.
Oh, Honorable Murasata, I'm sorry I was muted when you were recognized. Proceed.
No, thank you very much, Murula Studo, and everybody in this all-important portfolio committee. Chairperson, I think the motion carries water from Honorable Kaba, but I, while supporting everybody who has spoken before, I also feel it might not be a complete submission if we just say we submit for an extension. My view and proposal would rather be, why can't we request administration to draw us, of course, with the help of yourself, Chairperson, to draw the program so that when we make a submission for the extension, we must be having something attached which will be able to showcase if indeed we will be in a better position to complete the job that is still remaining. Honorable Mulder indicated something, though he already moved it to propose that maybe we could say the end of May. But seated where I am and standing where I am, I would say we can only be guided. I'm for the extension, but the extension can only be guided and be informed by the program that we are left with the following. You see, we cannot just move up hazardly. We need to be guided by something. To me, that very important something, a program which will still be outstanding. Indeed, we must, as far as humanly possible, Chairperson, avoid asking for or requesting for extension and later on come back and request for another extension. And for us to avoid that is if we pursue this through the route of the program. I so submit. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mrasetsa, Honorable Dr. Lotri.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Yes, I also support the proposal of an extension, and I would also support a proposal that we rather extend to allow us more time than too little time. Chairperson, may I also make the proposal that the parliamentary staff had a look at the program we had in the beginning of last year. There was a whole list of organizations who would have come to Parliament to make oral submissions before the lockdown. Could we please have that list again so that we can see which who those organizations are, and then plan that as part of our program?
Thank you, Dr. Lotrich. Is there another hand? I can't see. Is there another hand that I can't see? Honorable members? Honorable members, can you hear me?
Chair, we can hear you very clear.
Okay.
The hands that are here are Honorable Melder and Honorable Mrotset.
Are they not old hands? Because those two honorable members are actually old.
Mine was an old hand. It was a yesterday's hand, Honorable Masip.
Yeah. Honorable members, I think we all agree with Honorable Kava's proposal. But there is one important element that Honorable Mrasetsa has made, that we cannot just ask for extension and there's no content as to what we want to do with the extended time. And that if there is a program developed which shows what we are going to do by when, it would be a reasonable request to Parliament to make. But Honorable Dr. Lutrich as well makes another important point, that when we say there are organizations that want to make inputs, we are not mobilizing organizations out there to say, come and make inputs. They are organizations which had made the requests. Now we need to know who are these organizations and then invite those people, not any other people that may, you know, in hindsight want to do something else. So apart from that, the only outstanding issue is what Dr. Melder saying, that we must extend up to June. I think that that would be jumping the gun, because if we agree on May and we also say that there must be a program, and that program must be crafted in such a way that we are able to finish the work by the end of May, taking into account what Honorable Dr. Mulder correctly raises, that there will be interventions of holidays and things like that. So those who develop the program must also bear that in mind. But I think that to be reasonable, really, there will always be intervening situations. But let's agree, and the majority of you agree, that let's make May the deadline, subject to a program. Can we then proceed in that way? Honorable members? Honorable members? Yes. Now, doesn't this then, therefore, bring this meeting to an end and say that, as usual, this committee works by consensus and it is competent to carry out the mandate of our parliament. And therefore, we will ask the administration, Dr. Tuli, Advocate Bonane, Advocate Gwebu, and their colleagues to immediately work on the program so that by Monday, that program is submitted to the to Parliament. And I really want to, Comrade Honorable Gumede, Honorable Shibambo, I will recognize you. Proceed.
No, Chair, you have covered me. I just wanted to raise and propose the idea of a program. Now you have covered me. I'm fine.
Okay, thanks. Honorable Shibambo?
No, thanks, Chair. I would think that after the administration has developed the program, I think it would be appropriate that we adopt that program as a committee before it is submitted to Parliament. So let us know what is proposed then, so that all these issues that are being dealt with were then able to take into consideration which organizations are coming and all of those. That is my only proposal.
No, Honorable Shibambo, you are perfectly right, because the proposal doesn't belong to the administration. They do it on our behalf, and we have to interrogate it, adopt it. But we are also making a very important point that when we look at that program, we must also look at the organization that are going to be making oral submissions. So there are two things. I fully agree with you, and thank you for your intervention. So can we leave the matters at that, with the request that the administration must work on the program and draw up the list, and then we will inform you of the next meeting, and then we move on and go on. But thank you very much, and have a very good weekend. Look after yourselves and your families. I thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Long live the Chair.
Long live these honorable members who have a single purpose.
Have a lekker weekend, eh?
Bye, thank you, Davisita.
Sharp, sharp.